From the First Presidency, Singing with Angels, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. When I was a young boy, my family would gather around our piano, which is now more than 100 years old. My mother had a beautiful soprano voice. At Christmas, she played the piano as she led us in singing Christmas carols and hymns. Even as a young boy, I felt joy in singing those songs. The music filled our small home with a spirit of peace. I could feel not only the love of my mother and father and two brothers, but of my Heavenly Father and the Savior Jesus Christ. Now when I see that piano, memories of love with my family and love from the Savior flood back over me. Singing Christmas carols reminds us of our shouts of joy in the spirit world when we learned that we could come to this world and be given a Savior to redeem us. Someday we will sing those songs with the angels in heaven. I testify that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. At this and every season, our Savior invites us to join with Him and others to give the priceless gift of joy. I pray that we will. Adapted from The Perfect Gift, Christmas Devotional, 2012. Songs that teach of Christ. Hymns and primary songs that teach us about Jesus Christ. Try singing some of the following songs. 1. Away in a manger, no crib for His bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down His sweet head. Hymns number 206. Number 2. Jesus once was a little child like me. Children's Songbook, page 55. 3. Jesus came to John the Baptist in Judea long ago. Children's Songbook, page 100. 4. Jesus said, love everyone, treat them kindly too. Children's Songbook, page 61. 5. Our Savior in Gethsemane shrank not to drink the bitter cup. Hymns number 190. 6. Upon the cross of Calvary, they crucified our Lord. Hymns number 184. 7. Did Jesus really live again? Yes, when the third day came. Children's Songbook, page 64. Listen up. Go to mormonchannel.org to listen to some beautiful Christmas music this season. End of the article from the First Presidency, Singing with Angels, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.